Blog Talk Radio.
Of a leader who is leaving a legacy. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, ooh, this is a rich question. Well, I trust that you truly think so, and I'm excited for us to grow together and go on a journey of discovery to explore this very question. Do you have the traits of a leader who is leaving a legacy? Let's lean in.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series. We have a great subtopic that I'm real excited about. And, you know, I want to remind our global listening audience and or inform those of you that are listening in that each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. That's the feedback that you give us on a regular basis. And we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Well, as we lean into today's installment, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject at hand, and if time permits, we will open the lines up for your audience participation, at which time we so appreciate your interaction with us, your questions, your comments, to a greater and richer interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. But before we jump into today's richness, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo, I think you get it, bottom line. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Because the reality is we cannot do it without Y-O-U. And so for that, we say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we are looking at legacy traits of a leader. Legacy traits of a leader. You know, I don't know about you, our global listening audience, those of you that are listening in, regular listeners, or you're maybe listening and leaning in for the first time. I don't know about you, but I know that I am regularly evaluating on my journey, my leadership along with my legacy. And so I asked the question again that was raised at the top of the hour. Do you have the trait of a leader building a legacy? Are you building a legacy? Are you operating in your leadership? You know, interestingly enough, today is National Leadership Day. And what's interesting about today being National Leadership Day, I actually found out today for the first time that National Leadership Day is the namesake of one of the individuals that I want to highlight today. You know, being that this is National Leadership Day, it really caused me to say, I want to set some time aside and truly honor and acknowledge the powerful leaders that I am fortunate to be aligned with. And that, in essence, is really what National Leadership Day is all about. So every year on February the 20th, National Leadership Day is to recognize the impact of leaders and make it what they are doing in the lives of other people. And today was so interesting because I was reminded of the richness of leadership that I have around me. You know, actually, for the past 2 months, actually, it's so funny, one of the leaders that I'll be highlighting is in the process of a repositioning, as I would like to call it. And with that said, there's been all of these different events. It's been a lot going on to celebrate the life and legacy of what is being called a champion. And it's been such a tremendous blessing. It really has been. See what this individual's mark has been on the world over the past 40 plus years in ministry. And so again, I wanted to take a closer look at the leaders that I'm aligned with, because I am aligned with some powerful leaders. You know, each of them, the leaders that I'm aligned with, are truly without question powerhouses in their own right. And for the most part, it's so interesting because I was thinking about the characteristics that I'm going to share, and each of them, I really see them living out these areas that we're going to talk about today. And as I constantly fight to determine what is my leadership, what is my legacy, the first that I want to highlight are my mentors and my spiritual parents. And I want to highlight my mentors and my spiritual parents, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. The woman that I am growing to be, and notice I said growing, I'm in the becoming still, is largely in part of having the opportunity to walk alongside of them in ministry, having them as my leadership, you know, guidance, mentors, spiritual parents, and all of who Al and Hattie Hollingsworth represent in ministry, the founders of Boss the Movement and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. And I was processing their legacy, their leadership and their legacy, as I was processing each of the individuals that I am aligned with and I'm going to highlight today. And when I was processing, I thought about something so significant that they were recognized for and that will live far beyond their lives here on earth. Each of these individuals have something of this nature. And this something of this nature really speaks to one of the attributes of a leader, traits, is that they're making an impact. They are leaving their mark on the world. When their time has expired and the sun has set on their lives, no question about it, they will be remembered because of the legacy that they're leaving. Now, all of them have written books. Some, you know, have a plethora of books. One has like 85 different books. So no question about it, their legacy is great and it goes deep and will continue to vibrate. But this is the thing that, in my opinion, makes them even extra special. Because they each have it, and my mentors and spiritual parents, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, in 2012, the city of Las Vegas proclaimed that April the 12th would always and forever be Kingdompreneur Day. You see, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, they have kind of coined the phrase that many use, Kingdompreneurship. And the city of Las Vegas, I keep wanting to say Los Angeles, the city of Las Vegas proclaimed that April the 12th in 2012 would forever be Kingdompreneurship Day. And Kingdompreneurship is success God's way. And so think about that imprint that they have made. So that is my spiritual parents and my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. Then we have my bishop and my pastor, who is repositioning. He's in the process of retiring. The last service actually was last night. 2 months of different celebrations of 40 plus years in ministry. He too has a number of different books on the market and all of that. But something that was extra special, the city of Inglewood gave Bishop Omer his own street Yes, in Inglewood, as of this weekend, they put the signs up. You can now find Kenneth C. Omer Way off of Florence. Kenneth C. Omer Way. I thought, how cool is that? We have Kingdompreneurs Day that will never go away. We have Kenneth C. Omer Way that will never go away. These are legacy imprints that each of these leaders that have made such an impact in my life are leaving as a legacy, in addition to what they have deposited. Because one of the characteristic traits, leader, is that they are making an impact in developing others. And each and every one of these individuals is without question making an impact. But not only that, and I'm going to get into the traits, the characteristic traits, as we process and you examine, do you have the traits of a great leader? The other that I'm highlighting is my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. Now, I literally found this out today, and I didn't know this, that National Leadership Day was installed and it became National Leadership Day on behalf of John C. Maxwell's 75th birthday last year on February the 20th. And so every February the 20th, John C. Maxwell's birthday is also National Leadership Day. It's on the national calendar. And I thought, wow, the people that I'm aligned with, look at the legacy that they're leaving. That you have Kingdompreneurship Day, April the 12th, in Las Vegas. You have National Leadership Day. You have Kenneth C. Omer Way, a street being named. All of this, and it caused me to say, what are the traits of each of these dynamic leaders, again, powerhouses in their own right? John C. Maxwell has over 85 books on leadership. Kenneth C. Omer has countless books on spirituality, development, growth. Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, not only do they have several books on the marketplace, curriculum, the wealth of information that each of these individuals has brought to this earth that will live on, along with these special acknowledgments that they, as leaders, it really is as you look at it. But this is one of the things that I noticed about each of them when I'm looking at the traits of a leader who's building a legacy. Number one, each of them, clear visions. Each of them are visionaries. And they are visionaries that have a clear vision that is without question, it lends to a significance in life. It's not just, oh, I want to make all this money or whatever the case may be. Their live vision, and they are each making a significant impact into the lives of others that they touch. For Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, their primary focus is youth ages 6.5 through 11.5 through Boston Movement, the curriculum, youth leadership training curriculum, and BOSS is an acronym that stands for Building on Spiritual Substance. But also Hollingsworth BOSS Master's program, which is training adult to teach boss, all of which is significant. C. Omer, helping to develop champions. That's the theme. Building champions for divine deployment, meaning helping others to grow in their spiritual development so that they will be a champion doing what God has called them to do. and John C. Maxwell, leadership. When others were teaching on management development and all of that, he decided to focus in on leadership and has been named, quote unquote, the leadership guru because of the different books and all of the work that he's done in the area specifically around leadership development. So each of them had a clear vision, have clear vision, and their clear vision lends to a life of significance for them and for others. And so as you and I that are listening in process around our opening question, do you have the traits of a leader building a legacy? You have to ask yourself, do I have a clear vision that lends to significance, that adds value, not just I want to make this money, but do I have a vision that's developing others? Because that is one of the characteristic traits that I'm highlighting as well, and I mentioned it earlier. Each of them are making an impact by developing others. It's not just them, it is that they are developing others. And because of that, their vision lends to great significance. And so, yes, it's a great legacy to have a day named for you, Kingdompreneurship Day, National Leadership Day, to have a street named after you, Tennessee Omer Way. But this is the thing. Each of them are developing others. And so I challenge myself, I challenge you, our global listening audience, when it comes to you winning, working it now, working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams, my question to you is this. Are you, one, making an impact, not only in your life, it's not about just our individual lives, but does your vision lend to greater significance? Because that, in essence, really is one of the number one traits of a leader who is building a legacy. Interesting, because in one of the services, actually yesterday, oh my gosh, just the richness of what people were saying, but one individual kind of piggybacked on what someone else shared and said around the different messages that they had received throughout the years back in the day on a cassette tape and then CDs from Bishop Omer, and how even today, the one individual said, I keep a cassette player so that I can still play those messages. And that to me said significance and impact, developing others. Now we have technology that you can go on YouTube and all of those different things. But the question raised is, with the vision that you've been given, whatever that may look like, okay, maybe you don't have a book in you, but you have an invention, or you have a screenplay that would add value. I don't know what it is that you have, but what I do know is there is a vision that you have been given that is uniquely designed for you. And if you are not willing to step out on it, you're going to miss the mark of significance and making an impact in developing others in some way, because that is what life is all about. You know, the other thing that I noticed about each of these powerhouse leaders that I am highlighting today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You on this National Leadership Day, highlighting my mentors and spiritual parents, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program and Vertical Leap, John C. Maxwell, my leadership partner, and National Leadership Day is named after him. It actually was the commemoration of his 75th birthday last year. Bishop Kenneth C. Ulmer, my bishop and pastor, naming a street. Kenneth C. Ulmer Way. It was funny when they were talking about that story. They were saying that it's interesting that they decided to go with Way instead of Avenue or Street or Boulevard because he led as a leader in his own way. And that spoke volumes. So what we are saying as it relates to the characteristics of each of these leaders, number one, each of them have a clear vision that lends to significance. Each of them are making an impact by developing others. Each of them are leaving a mark. The mark that is being left is the acknowledgments that I've just given in Kingdompreneurship Day in Las Vegas, April 12th, always and forever, National Leadership Day, February 20th, always and forever, and Kenneth C. Ulmer Way, a street, always and forever. Nothing can change that. That mark has been made. But, you know, one of the things that I would say that each of these individuals share differently, but yet similarly, think about the fact that they have charisma. What I'm saying is that they are influencers of people. Each of them have a way to influence others. And that is a great visionary. A visionary knows, a great leader knows how to influence others. And so what are we saying? They have clear vision that lends to significance. They're making an impact by developing others. They're leaving a mark on this world that will transcend their actual lives here on earth and books and all of the different things that were just mentioned. They have the ability, because they're charismatic, they have charisma, to influence others. Achieve the phenomenal results that they have achieved, all at their own levels, but in their own right. They've achieved great things. The other characteristic that stands out that I have to constantly challenge myself in is that they're courageous. They are clearly courageous. You know, I think of a story that my mentors and spiritual parents share often. When Katrina happened, everybody was fleeing from Louisiana and the area at the time, and they were trying to figure out how can we get in there. And not only were they trying to figure out how can we get into the area to create change, they got into the area. That speaks to one that has great courage and is willing to take a risk. I could share story after story about each of them that I know because of how I'm aligned with them. I remember John C. Maxwell, who was a former pastor, making the decision to start his first leadership book, and the Christian community really began to go against him because initially he had written more spiritual base and then was moving in a different direction and took a lot of heat and flack, but it took courage to do that. I think about Bishop Ulmer, the courage to make the decision to separate from Missionary Baptist, full gospel Missionary Baptist to Bible Church because of the vision that God had given him. On and on, I can go on and on with the leaders, the courage that they are willing to take risk. Are you willing to take a risk? I'm constantly asking myself, Johnny and Marie, Coach Adams, are you willing to take a risk? And as I look around at the leaders around me, I have great examples of individuals that have clear vision that lends to significance. Leaders models are making an impact by developing others. Each of them have developed me differently, but they've each made an impact. They're leaving a mark. This leaving a mark goes far beyond a book, a street, a day. It's how are you impacting the lives of the people around you? And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, I'm listening in, but this doesn't really apply to me. It does. Why does it apply to you? Because there is a vision in you. There is something in you that you specifically were created to do that is designed to make an impact, that in some way will develop others. It may be music. I don't know what it is. I remember hearing someone say, I wanted to bring music that made people feel good. See, that's an impact. People will remember that experience that you gave them. So it doesn't matter what it is, but rather whatever it is, it's uniquely what you've been created to do. In that, we find fulfillment, and that's where the significance comes in. The significance comes in when we are doing what we've been created to do. As I often say, for those of you that are regular listeners, I mean, hello, purpose, doctor. I can't get away from that because I know that we have to fulfill the assignment that we've been created for. I can't fulfill your assignment. You can't fulfill my assignment, but we have to fulfill our assignment. Now, my assignment may connect with yours and vice versa, but we have to know clearly vision that lends to great significance. And each of these leaders have shown us that in what they've accomplished, each and every one of them. And I want to challenge you to look at what is it that I can bring to this earth. So we said they are clear visionaries. They have a vision that lends to significance. They're making an impact by developing others. They're leaving a mark on this world that will transcend their actual days on the earth. They're charismatic. They have charisma. They know how to influence others. They are courageous. They know how to take risks. They're not afraid to be stretched out of their comfort zone, their zone of come do that because of the vision that they have, and they know they have to take that risk. You know, it's so funny. I was speaking to an associate of mine, and I told them, I said, you know, I've been doing these videos regularly for just shy of 2 years now. I know it's been about a year and a half. And I said, you know, that was a stretching out of my comfort zone. It was uncomfortable. People assume that because I've embraced God's call on my life of the speaker, that I just love being in front of the camera. I don't. I live out the purpose, but I don't like being in front of the camera. So for a long time, I ran from the speaker. Let's just back that up first. For a long time, I ran from the speaker. I would not even think about picking up a mic. I knew that God had called me, but I had this warped perception of speaking. I had heard that people would rather die a painful death by fire than to stand and speak before a group. And I thought, yep, I'll take that. I'm very grateful that God did not give me what I was saying in my ignorance and the fear of not wanting to be stretched out of my comfort zone. You see, Coach Adams is an only child, and the only child is very reserved. She is a loner. She is an introvert. She can go into bear cub hibernation mode in an instant. And so to have this call on her life that requires her to be an extrovert is truly a stretch. People don't believe that only know me in this season of my life, but I have to constantly tell them, no, 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 it's a stretch. I've said yes, but it's still a stretch. And so I share that because it starts there. So when it came down to me standing before a group, that was a no. But I knew that in order for me to fulfill the assignment that I was created for, I had to be willing to be stretched out of my comfort zone. And so I embraced that stretch and the willingness to take a risk, courage. You know, it's been stated that courage, that brave step that you take, it's only one step ahead of fear. And learning how to redefine that fear is so key. And so whatever you may be struggling with, I come before you being transparent, saying, hey, I understand. I'm sure each of these leaders early on would say, I understand. But we have to make a decision. Will I, despite the discomfort, the fear, all of that, will I take that courageous step and stretch out of my comfort zone for the fulfillment of the life vision, that higher call that brings significance? That's something to really process on. And so whatever it is that you were created to do, that is going to make an impact, because someone needs what you have. Whatever that looks like, someone needs what you have. I know that one of the ways that I'm making an impact is Motivational Monday. I appreciate the messages that people send, and today was a day of overload of beautiful word bouquets of people honoring the gift in me. And I said, wow, thank you. We often don't see it or hear it in the way that others do, but yet it's very clear. It's wired, it's coded in your very DNA. And I can't get away from those elements as the purpose doctor, because I know the importance of purpose. And each and every one of the leaders that we're speaking about, without question, they are living out their assigned purpose. It's evident in what they have accomplished and what they will continue to accomplish while they still have breath in their bodies. What about you? Because this is the interesting thing, as we're speaking about this on National Leadership Day, the interesting thing is this, that each and every one of us, implied or otherwise, we were created to be leaders. You're a leader right where you are. Maybe you don't have the title, but you are still a leader, and you were created for a leader. I'm pausing with intention because I want you to really think about where you are. You may not have the title, but yet in your area of specialty, whatever it is that you've been assigned to, you have been assigned to be a leader. Because everyone, absolutely everyone, regardless of where you are, you can't be a leader. You were designed to be a leader. The Word of God, which is my roadmap, may not be yours, but it is mine. And so I'm sharing my truth, that the Word of God says, take dominion. That's saying be a leader. Take charge. Be a leader. Everyone was created to take dominion, to be a leader, to be in charge. So you can lead right where you are with the people that are around you. Because do you have any children? Guess what? You're a leader. You're leading them. Are you on a job working? Okay, you're leading. There's somebody that you are in charge of, I anticipate. So you're leading at different levels. We are leading. in some capacity, we are naturally leading. But see, we don't think about it in that regard because we don't have the title, but we were each created to be leaders. You know, over 50 years ago, John C. Maxwell defined leadership, and this is a part of why National Leadership Day, defined leadership as something so simple. Leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. You have influence over your children, over fellow employees, over a spouse, over a teacher, employer, whatever it may be, somebody, you, a friend, hey, a parent, in some way, you have influence, right? Parent, child, spouse, friend, student, teacher, employer, employee, everybody has a level of leadership because leadership is influence. So how are you influencing the people around you with the assignment that you've been created to do? That's the question. So as we're looking at these powerhouse leaders that I am blessed and fortunate to be aligned with, what do we notice? Each of them have a clear vision that lends to a life of significance. Each of them are making an impact by developing others. Each of them are leaving a mark on this world that far ends their lives on earth. Each of them are charismatic. They're influencers of people. Each of them are courageous. They take risks. Each of them have a very high IQ. Nope, I'm not talking about intellectual, but yet they are intellectual. Each of them are integral. They have a high integrity Q, each and every one of them. I've interacted with each of them at different levels, and I can say each of them are people of integrity. Woo, this is the other thing that I have to say about each of them. Each of them are humble men of God. Men of faith. Now, I know that that humility comes because of their faith. I know that because they're A-driven personalities, they're strong personalities, but they are humble because of their faith. See, our faith will keep us grounded. If you don't have faith, well, that's your journey. I'm speaking my truth. They are also each forward thinkers. And not only are they forward thinkers, but they are forward thinkers who take, they do it. They have the vision. They do it. They influence others to align with the vision so it gets done. But they are doers. And so I am so intrigued. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. You know, I always love to hear your thoughts, our virtual audience, our global listening audience, and I would love to hear from you. You know, this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. So if you have a question or a comment around today's topic on National Leadership Day, our topic of legacy traits of a leader, I would love to hear from you. You made the investment in this hour of empowerment. I would love to know, what are you taking away? What are you learning? What are you getting? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our queue is open, and we would love to interact with you. Meanwhile, I want to challenge you that are listening in, regardless of what level you are on. Ask yourself the question, do I have the leadership traits needed to build a legacy? And when we're talking about building a legacy, we're talking about these building blocks on your journey, one block at a time. You know, people were celebrating and still celebrating my bishop for 41 plus years in ministry, long time. But that was building block after building block after building block after building block. My mentors, close to 40 years in ministry as well, building block after building block after building block after building block. My leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, I mean, the same amount of time. All of these people, the longevity, but it started one building block at a time. They didn't build a legacy overnight. And this is a thing that oftentimes we fall short on. We want things quick, fast, and in a hurry. We want it overnight. And when it doesn't happen overnight, we throw in the towel, we go to the next thing, and what's lacking is that we're not living life on purpose. We're doing things, sometimes good things, sometimes not so good things. We're just doing things. But we're not doing the specific thing that we were created for. And so I'm challenging you as you're listening in today to say, are you moving in the right direction? What can you glean from this insight from the leaders around me? The characteristics that I've been able to really evaluate in each of them, and there could be more. I didn't want to overwhelm, but I wanted to look at the key traits that I saw that they each shared. And I want to remind you of what those, number one, they have a clear vision that lends to significance. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, why does it lend to significance? Because it's not just for them. It's not just to add value to their lives. They are adding value, each of them, in their own right, in different ways. They are adding value to the lives of others, the vision that they have. They had to get the clarity that was needed on the vision so that they could navigate clearly on their journey. Because, see, when you are a visionary and you have a clear vision, you are now able to influence others to buy into your vision. You're able to get others on your team to help make your dream a reality. So what is your dream that you are building and developing? And do you have other people that are buying into it? Maybe you're not influencing the people. Remember, leadership, simply put, is influence. And we're influencing all the time. Do you have the courage that's needful? Are you taking risks, or are you stuck in your comfort zone? I have to tell you, I have been guilty of being in my comfort zone. I'm challenging myself now as I'm so inspired by the legacy of each of these leaders. I really am. When I thought about it today, I said, wow, two of them have a day designated for them and their vision. Kingdompreneurship Day. National Leadership Day, and one has a street named after them. With all of what they have accomplished, all of the accolades and awards and what have you, those are things that I've stated earlier will never go away. No one can take away Kingdompreneurship Day. It needs to be celebrated. I was on the phone today with one of my ministry partners. I was like, what are we doing for April the 12th, we got to celebrate Kingdompreneurship Day. So we're working on the project right now, just rolled out, haven't even worked it all out, but I put it in the atmosphere. I said every year we should be celebrating as a ministry this specific designation because it's very powerful. National Leadership Day. You better believe John C. Maxwell and his team is celebrating this day that has been set apart on behalf of his namesake and the work that he has done. You better believe people are going to be driving down Kennesee Ulmer Way with pride and excitement, and will always remember his legacy of 41 plus years in ministry. What will you be remembered for? What will be your true mark? Is it that invention? Is it the movie you're creating? Is it the studio you're creating? Is it the books you're writing? Is it you have established? What is it that you will leave and make a mark? Because we said that a leader that's building a legacy, they're leaving a mark. What is your mark that you're leaving? I'm happy to be able to say, I was looking today at the number of shows that Motivational Mondays has done, and I said, this is one way that I'm leaving a mark. Being in two books as a co-author, that's another way. Working on my own project, other things in the hopper, continuing to build that legacy, stretching out of my comfort zone, the impact that I've made as I have partnered in ministry with my mentors and others, and how that has impacted the lives of the people around me. I remember we went to the Ukraine. This is just one of many travels, but the Ukraine. We as the Americans are so spoiled. We really are. We take things for granted, and I know that I have a global listening audience, but I'm speaking about how Americans, we are so spoiled. We take so much for granted. We assume that everybody has a car. We assume that everyone's living at a certain level. We get really spoiled. We have a sense of entitlement. We really do. And having the opportunity to travel, it expanded my worldview. And when we went to the Ukraine, and this was something that I didn't realize the weight of it until it was explained to me because of the impact. We had people that couldn't speak the language of English. They spoke their language of Russian. So we had to have a translator. But yet their lives were being impacted and changed. And I had someone bring me a box of chocolate. And I'm thinking, oh, it's no big deal. It's just a box of chocolate. But what I didn't know until it was explained to me is that most people are at a poverty level there. And so a box of chocolates, to be able to buy that and to give that, was a great sacrifice for them. Most people don't have cars. Where we are so entitled and spoiled that we don't have a car, we're like, you know, we got to get a car. Where they do mostly walking and public transportation. So when I learned the dynamic, then I understood differently the magnitude of this person who couldn't speak the language but wanted to in some way say thank you. My life has been impacted. That's why I was sharing that with you, that you have given and brought greater significance to my life in your being here and sharing and sowing into us. And I realized, wow, that was huge. But that's a leader who is building a legacy. The vision is about significance. What is it that you can bring greater significance? Maybe it's a movie that makes someone feel good, a show that makes someone feel good, something that leaves an impact that helps to shift their point of view. I don't know, but there is something in you that you were designed to bring to this earth. And if you're not fulfilling that, I know right where you are, you're feeling frustrated. I know you are. I know you're feeling like your life has no significance, because remember, the vision lends to significance. So as we close out today, again, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. As we close out today, I'm going to just give you a quick summary one more time of what we talked about today around our topic of a leader building a legacy. Clear vision that lends to significance. Charismatic, meaning they're an influencer. They influence people. They are courageous. They're taking risks. They're stretching out of their comfort zone. They're not allowing themselves to get stuck in that place of fear. Of course, this courageous step, as I stated earlier, is bravery that is literally one step ahead of the fear. So redefining that, they are individuals that have a high IQ. Nope, not intellect, but not saying that they're not. They are integral people. They are people of integrity. You know, it's so interesting because I was listening to someone speak. I can't remember who it was. And they were saying, oh, I'm not the smartest or the sharpest, but I have the best people around me. This was a business person. I was listening to a video. And I thought, wow, it speaks to this, that yes, they may have some of that education and that high intellect, but more than anything, they're people of integrity. One of the things I appreciate the most about my mentors is that they are constantly challenging us as a team. Keep your word, keep your word, keep your word, meaning walk in integrity. And as I look at my spiritual parents, as I look at my bishop, as I look at my leadership partner, all of them, I haven't heard any scandals around any of them, so that to me speaks to integrity. And they're all at different levels where, in fact, in today's age, if there was scandal, it would be out there available for everyone to know. But that says to me, integrity. And then they are humble individuals. Are you humble, or do you get on your high horse with the little bit that you've achieved and you start to smell yourself, as they would say? Be humble. Be humble. They are humble people. You know, I used to, when I was in real estate and property management, I was supporting someone who, this individual, he treated everyone like they were gum on the bottom of his shoe. I am not exaggerating, and I know Coach Adams can bring the drama, but he literally treated everyone like they were gum on the bottom of his shoe. It was like, you can't even look me in the eyes. You're at a different level. I'm the owner. I'm all of that. Very arrogant. Very arrogant. Lacked humility. And the reason why I put that these individuals are humble men of faith, men of God, because I know that each of them has a spiritual foundation. That is their core. And I know that it's easy to get in that place of arrogance when we don't have that anchor keeping us to that place of being where we need to be in that humility base. Being humble is very key. Thinkers who not only are thinkers, but they are forward thinkers who take risks. You know, when I'm saying forward thinkers, I'm saying they are individuals that can forecast and can see beyond the moment. Again, they're leaving a mark and they're making an impact and developing others. Those are the traits of a true leader who is building a legacy. And if you want to have someone on your team that can support you in developing those characteristics, I would love to be that person. Coach Adams, of course, has a full circle of coaching empowerment to support you on your journey. You can text and or call 310-289-2101. Text or call 310-289-2101 to hear more about my full circle of empowerment, including one-on-one coaching, group coaching, mastermind, private mastermind sessions, and team building. If you did not ask your question today, but you want to continue the conversation, would love to do that. You can join our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. If you're not already a member, it is a free group and all are welcome, where we can continue the dialogue, ask a question, you can make a comment, give show recommendations, topics that you would like to see covered. I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. I want you to know to set your timer. We are here every Monday. This is a part of our full circle of empowerment. and you jumpstart your week empowered with motivation and inspiration right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.